I want to say welcome, guys. This is your boy Knuckles, the Eternal Savage Podcast, the Savage host with the most. And I got to get real quick. Not only have I been talking comedy and doing jokes and just talking about real situations, but here's a real situation I want to talk about right now. Fuck Gucci. Fuck Gucci clothing line. Fuck Gucci anything. Belts, every goddamn thing. That whole entire company can suck my whole entire black dick. And lick my balls, swallow my nut, and eat my shit out my asshole, you bitch-ass, racist-ass, cunt-face-ass motherfuckers. And if anybody is dumb enough to forgive them, and see, that's another thing, too, black people, you need to stop forgiving white people or white racist motherfuckers and being so goddamn forgetful and always want to forgive. Fuck forgiving. Make it crucify some of these racist motherfuckers. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this ain't just going to be a rant, but this is just some real shit that didn't need to be said. Fuck Gucci clothing line. Fuck Gucci all this. You know what? I'm tired of black people especially spending all their money on Louis Vuitton, Gucci, all these other fancy ass shit to try to make themselves feel important. BMWs, all these white owned companies that truly don't give a fuck about black people any goddamn way. But because we spend all our hard earned money to these motherfuckers, that's why they love you, you dumb asses. And y'all black asses that be wasting the money on that shit to try to make yourselves feel comfortable and good about yourself. Y'all are stupid as hell to keep. If, I swear to God, if you black and if you support the Gucci clothing line after this fucking racist blackface bullshit, then you need to get your ass whooped. Straight like that. And I don't give a fuck who don't like it. You don't like it? See me about it, bitch. All I got to say is to that. I am so tired of when white companies has been making money off black people for years. That basically, and that's a lot of the money they make. And then, of course, they don't give a fuck about you for real anyway. But now they are not afraid to say, oh, let's make some obviously racist shit. And then say we're sorry afterwards. Because, you know, black people, they'll get mad. They'll do this, that, and the third. And then they'll just forgive us. And then they'll just keep buying our shit more and more and more. We might take a few decline in sales, but we'll get our money. It's all right. You know the black people don't. They forgive too fucking easy. And they forget just as quick. And that's the fucking pathetic shit I'm tired of all black people doing. Seriously, black people, we need to get this shit together, man. You need to start supporting black-owned everything. You need to be doing anything that's supporting each other so money can stay in black communities, making black people have wealth and power in this goddamn country. Black people, you own a BMW, you own a Gucci belt, you own some fucking Gucci flip-flops, you own some goddamn Louis Vuitton this, but bitch, do you own some fucking land? Do you own a business that you can give to your kids after you're fucking dead and gone? Do your ass fucking own anything that this motherfucker fucking white people got? See, white people got all this shit around us that you see every goddamn day, but I don't see no black motherfucker owning shit in this country. And that's the motherfucking problem with this goddamn country. Black people, we need to get shit together, man. Get this shit together. You need to get your head out your fucking ass and stop being so stupid to spread your money to them motherfuckers, but don't spend no money into your own people. You ain't spending no money on your goddamn sales. This shit pisses me the fuck off. Gucci, I never bought Gucci any goddamn way because it's overpriced and it's bullshit any goddamn way. I'm not stupid. I've never been on materialistic things. Some of my closest friends I fuck with are so fucking shallow, like the other lost niggas gotta wear the flyest this, that, and the third because, of course, they influenced by the culture just like everybody else. Man, fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck about that. Yeah, you know what? I'm a rapper, too. I do music, too. But you know what my image is? My image is real life shit. I'd rather be on some J. Cole Kendrick shit than be on that fucking, let me wear some bitch-ass gold teeth, a gold chain, all this worthless bullshit, but ain't got no money in the fucking bank or don't own no motherfucking shit. Why don't you buy some real estate? Why don't you own some motherfucking stores, nigga? How about you go ahead and buy some goddamn rental properties? Buy some shit that's gonna hold and break shit to your family that's generation loans. Get your shit straight to where your ass got money going to your family and through your community for the next 10 generations, motherfucker. Fuck that shallow bullshit. That's how I feel on this shit, man. I don't give a fuck how anybody feel. If you getting offended or getting mad, bitch, get mad at your goddamn self when your dumb ass buys some stupid shit that some white company made that don't give a fuck about your black ass but love to take every dollar out your motherfucking pocket, you dumb bitch. And fuck any white person that get offended too. Because goddamn it, white people ain't saying white people are bad. But let's be real. You love that paper though. This ain't attacking white people. And if you think I'm attacking white people, you're a stupid motherfucker anyway. Kill yourself, bitch. Anyway, back to the topic. Get this shit together. You motherfuckers need to get this shit right. Get some shit that's worth some shit. Stop spending money on dumb shit. How about all that money that black people that's working the 9 to 5? How about invest some shit? Instead of buying a million fucking pairs of Jordans, how about your dumb ass buy some shit that's gonna bring you some money? How about start a business? Invest in your motherfucking self. How about goddamn it, start some type of fund or start some type of business that's gonna grow so that you and your family can have some. Your kids, when they get older, they ain't gotta call someone else boss. They can call themselves a fucking boss. How about start a cookie business? Start a clothing line. Start some shoes. Start hair products. Any goddamn thing. If you do fitness, do fucking fitness. Do any goddamn thing. You can make a business out of anything. You got the internet. You got your brain. You can Google any motherfucking thing you want to learn. How about learn some shit that's going to make your ass fucking successful, motherfucker? How about if you had an extra $100, how about instead of taking that shit and spending it in some stupid ass store and buy some dumb shit, how about take that and invest it in yourself so you and your family, how about learn about the stock exchange and get some fucking stocks, you stupid motherfucker? I'm tired of this shit. Fuck Gucci. And look, the owners of Gucci, Louis Vuitton, all of you can suck my black dick and none of you will ever get my money, bitch. I ain't buying no Louis Vuitton shit. I could be rich tomorrow. I could be the richest motherfucker tomorrow. You know what the fuck I would do? If I had literally $1 million, I'ma start a fucking Black Wall Street, bitch. Black people's gonna be owning some hot. I'ma be owning a hospital. I'ma own a goddamn grocery store. I'ma own a goddamn fucking homes, land, all that shit. Fuck, buy some shit that you can fucking own, you dumb motherfuckers. Stop supporting these bitches. Fuck these motherfuckers. White people got too much power. Ever since they came over here in ships and slavery and killed and raped and maimed the people that was here and then did it to us when they had us over here in them fucking slave ships. What the fuck? These niggas ain't getting us shit. Fuck Trump. Fuck anyone in Congress. Fuck all these motherfucking white people that fit this motherfucking category that I'm talking about. You know your ass don't fit it. Don't fucking get sad and mad that someone's so scared, not scared to tell the motherfucking savage truth. Motherfuckers. That's how I feel about this shit. We need to start owning our own shit. We need to start buying up everything. Like all these motherfuckers, all these gas stations I be going ahead giving my gas to, I want to buy and own all of those bitches. And McDonald's, only goddamn major corporation, I'm buying stocks in it. Fuck all that shit. I'm owning every motherfucking thing I can own, bitch. Fuck that. Floyd Mayweather can't be the only black motherfucker who got his money so damn long he can wipe his ass with $100 bills. That's one nigga out of all these black people. Come on now. Excuse me, he ain't a nigga. He's a black person. He's a black man that got his head on straight. The nigga is really these white ass motherfuckers. Y'all the real niggas. Fuck you bitches. But you black people need to stop acting like niggas and being ignorant and giving your money to these white motherfuckers. Start believing in your own self and your own people. Start making investments. Learn the fucking investments, bitch. Invest shit in yourself and your community and get that shit in there. And I'm saying this shit so raw and so fucking upset and pissed off because goddamn it, saying it nice, motherfuckers ain't getting it. So you know what about, you know the great thing about medicine? It don't taste good, but that shit heals your dumb ass. If it tastes good, that means it ain't doing the right shit. So I'm gonna give y'all what y'all need, some medicine for your ass. So if you like this shit, go ahead and support this shit. Share this motherfucking message. I don't give a fuck who sees it. Knuckles, bitch, I ain't hiding. I ain't hard to find, and I damn sure will say this shit to any motherfucker that was trying to listen or got a problem with it. I don't give a flying fuck. Eternal Savage Podcast. Follow me on my social medias. I'm on Twitter, motherfuckers. Talk to me about it. Eternal Savage, all together. For you bitches that can't spell, Eternal Savage. All together. You want to find me on YouTube? The same thing, Eternal Savage, but now it's gaming at the end of it. G-A-M-I-N-G. So Eternal Savage Gaming, and you can see me on there. If you motherfuckers want to holler at me, no. Matter of fact, that's the Twitch. Pardon me on that one. That's my Twitch page. If you want to find me on motherfucking YouTube, it's Gang. Eternal Savage Gang. G-A-N-G at the end of the Eternal Savage.
That's how you can find me. I ain't hard to find, and I am not hiding. Fuck what you heard. Let's get this money in our communities. Let's start growing our shit. We need to own schools. We need to own businesses. We need to run every motherfucking thing. Black people don't own a motherfucking thing. It's 2019, and we still hear two things. Black people don't own shit, and goddamn it, we still got the first black people to do whatever the fuck. Like, goddamn it, I don't want to hear that shit no more. It's 2019. First ever black this. First ever black that. First ever black... What the fuck? This is 2019, nigga. There should be no first black anything. Black people should already be in it, should be running it, and should be doing it. Get it together, man. Fuck that bullshit. Hope y'all enjoy Eternal Savage. If you like this shit, share this shit and spread this like motherfucking HIV. How about that? Shit. Now, goddamn it, I don't got time for this bullshit. I'm gonna speak my mind. I'm glad I did that. I feel better now. This ain't a rant, but fuck Gucci, fuck Louis Vuitton, and fuck all these brand names. Put that support in your own fucking people. I'm out.